Bear Podcast 346.
That'll do.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And welcome to episode 346. And we're recording this on a November 30th, the last day of November. Yeah. And tomorrow is, I probably won't mention it. Tomorrow is World AIDS Day. Yes, World AIDS Day. And, well, WorldAIDSDay.org is just, well, plugging that website because I see it is World AIDS Day. Oh. And what else is it tomorrow? Did you mention something about tomorrow?
Oh, Hanukkah begins at sundown tomorrow. So happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish brothers and sisters that listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot.
Dreidel.
Dreidel. So, how are you, Ray? How have you been doing?
It's been a rough day.
How was Thanksgiving first?
Thanksgiving was good. I had a really good Thanksgiving. I came home Wednesday night and got to cooking, and everything went over to Patrick and Jerry's for Thanksgiving, and I made the mac and cheese.
Ah, okay.
From scratch, potato rolls.
You used Velveeta cheese?
No, Velveeta did not touch any of my macaroni and cheese. It was all real cheese. Thank you.
What do you mean Velveeta's not real cheese? What do you mean?
Velveeta's not real cheese. Velveeta does not come from a cow.
Oh, okay.
It comes from a plastic somewhere.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen how Velveeta's made? Have you not seen that documentary on the Discovery Channel?
No, I haven't.
That show how things are made and they talk about it. It's like a couple molecules being away from plastic, I think.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound so nice.
Anyway, although I do like it with my chips and salsa. But anyway, so yeah. Did that. Had a great time over there with them. The boy was in town, so he had Thanksgiving with us and had a good time.
Okay.
So later that night, went hooked up with El Julio. We went and saw Burlesque.
Okay, what's your review on Burlesque?
Loved it.
Really? Oh my God!
I think it's gonna be. I hope they get some Oscar nominations. I think it's a great movie.
I have yet to see it yet. I wanted to watch it.
The music is incredible. It's. I thought at first that it was a musical that they turned into a movie, but I hadn't had a chance to go back and read any more about it because I started looking it up and then got distracted by something else. And
I kept thinking
it was written as a screenplay.
I kept thinking it was like a Chicago type, you know.
Well, it's sort of like that, but it's okay. So much better. I mean, it was just incredible. I was impressed. I sit there and watch the movie, and it's like, damn, this is entertaining.
Burlesque. Okay.
Christina Aguilera does an incredible job. Cher does an incredible job. Mm-hmm. The only thing doing the whole movie, I kept waiting for the porcelain to crack, though. I'm like, don't smile or don't overact because, you know, the porcelain might crack and you had to get the blessing. Uh-huh. Even though I love Cher, you know, she had some work done.
Yeah, you know, she's like glass right now. She
but
can break
my favorite thing, Cam, and I can't remember how to pronounce his last name, the guy that played James in the Twilight movie.
Oh,
that's the male love interest, and you see him naked.
Oh my God!
You don't see the peni, you see the butt eye, and you see the washboard abs and everything else, and he's got on eyeliner, and he's just a hot, sexy bartender. And I'm like, all right.
Burlesque. Okay.
So I encourage everybody to go see Burlesque. I thought it was a great show. I'll probably go see it again because I wanted to go see it again this weekend, but I didn't get a chance. But it was very good.
Maybe I should go with you. If you're going to watch it again, let's go watch it. I want to see
it
too.
Maybe we can do it sometime this weekend. Maybe we go grab dinner and go see it again because I thoroughly loved it. Like I said, Christina Aguilera did an incredible job. It's got... it's got a bunch of people in it that are just incredible actors. The chick that used to play Veronica Mars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Kirsten something?
Oh, I forgot. But I know she's in Heroes before.
Yeah, and she went to Heroes. But she was in this. She was one of the supporting leads in this, mm-hmm. and did a great job. Just the entire casting, it just worked very well. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Quinn showed up as the fiance of the bartender. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
So, oh, of course, but she didn't get to sing. I was sad. I was like, oh, Quinn's not going to get to sing. But it was a very talented cast. Mm-hmm. It was just, I think it was just an incredible little deal. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Hey, I got to watch Harry Potter at last.
Did you?
Yeah. I liked it. It's
Did you cry?
A little teary-eyed towards the end when that character died, but of course I already know what's going to happen in the book from the book, and it's kind of dragging in the it's in a way to really stretched out to think it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's kind of stretched out for
yeah, but there's so much that happens in that last book to cover.
I know, you know, Hermione and Harry been going around in a tent all alone traveling. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking that, you know, they've been doing the nasty.
No, they haven't been doing the nasty.
Well, the book didn't say so either, but yeah. I don't know. I would think they, you know.
She's in love with Ginny Weasley.
Right.
And she's in love with Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to, and I hope at the movie they're going to do the final flat. Well, actually, I've known they did it because they were, a year and a half ago, they were filming the end of it. Mm-hmm. Where Harry Potter, where they had aged all the characters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they had pictures of them online.
Oh, I have to yet to see that.
Where some fan caught them online and Harry Potter walked by, and it was them putting their kids on the train to Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's the last part in the book. So.
Yeah. So.
I'm excited to see that. That's going to be next year, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So since you gated it up with burlesque, Mike and I went to watch hockey. We butched it up. We went with Garen Andrew, where we spent Thanksgiving also last Thursday. But the next day, we watched hockey. It's actually the Houston Aeros versus the San Antonio. What's their group? San Antonio Rampage. And we lost. Houston lost. It's the third time I've ever seen or watched hockey. Have you ever watched hockey before? Do you watch hockey?
Yeah, I used to watch hockey pretty regularly when I was in college. Because my advisor was the voice of the what's the Salem Penguins? I can't remember now. That was 20-something years ago. But he was the voice of the Penguins. He did the color announcing and stuff during the show.
Oh, he did? Okay.
And did the music and stuff. So we always got free passes to go. So I went and saw it, and I like hockey a lot. I wish I could afford to go more here, but I just don't have the money to go down there and pay for parking and mm-hmm. get a ticket. And then you walk in the door, and if you just try to get a drink, it ends up being $50. So
that's way too much. Yeah, well, so. Yeah, it's fun watching hockey of all those, you know, shouting and pushing and almost fighting and getting in the penalty box and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a very
like
fast.
The men's
are bearish or cubbish. Some of them are really nice looking. So yeah. And also the audience, watching hockey is great because the spectators are really
you get all
hot.
That bulk and hair and muscle and stuff, and that's just the girlfriends. I didn't even count the men watching it.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. And I got some videos. I took some videos and put it in my Facebook thing. But anyway, so that's been a good weekend. Oh, shout out to Johnny Lee. It was his birthday last weekend. That's
Johnny Lee is the big 30.
God, I love to
at
be
last,
30
Johnny,
again.
You're out of my dating age range.
Uh-huh. I'd love to be 30
poor
again.
Poor Johnny.
Would you want to be 30 again, Ray?
Maybe if I knew what I knew now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to go much younger. I don't think I'd want to go younger than 30.
You'd be too young. You'd be a baby bear if you're a 30-year-old.
Well, no, it wasn't until I got into my 30s that I actually got my act together, I think, and found out who I was and, you know, started living life.
Mm-hmm.
So all the 20s was about figuring out what in the hell I wanted to do, what I was, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the 30s, it kind of all evened out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
yeah.
Knowing what I know now, yeah, I'd go back to being 30. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to be 30 again. And do it all over again. Okay, so we got some topics for you guys. And first of all, Bear Podcast is again nominated on the Best of the Bears. Okay, it's by the Complete Bear, and just like every year, everybody gets to vote. Just go to thecompletebear.com, and I'm going to put the link on the website for you guys to vote on. Right now, we have 14 votes, and we really didn't advertise this or anything. I just found out from blogs and from my Twitter post and everything. So I was just looking, and yeah, we're nominated. I guess we can ask our listeners to vote for us. Yeah, vote for Bear Podcast. So just go to thecompletebear.com, and there's a link there. There's got to be a link there or I'll put the links on the website so you guys can link to it, and you can vote. You can just click under Bear Podcast and just vote. Okay, I think you can do it once a day. I'm not sure, because right now, if you try to vote or anything, you can only vote once. But if you log in every day, maybe you can vote. So yeah, so hope you win. It was Bears in the City who won last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of voters from us, from Australia. Now 619 Bearcast is really getting ground. So, well, they have a lot of people there, a lot of voters there in San Diego, I guess. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Being Erica. Being Erica is a Canadian TV show. It's a television drama series that it first aired in 2009 on CBC. It's Canadian. It's Canadian TV show. We, of course, in the U.S., we don't. I don't think we have that. But
I think it comes on.
Where?
It'll be broadcast by SoapNet.
Oh.
In 2011.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I think, a cable channel.
Oh, by cable. Okay. So why is this interesting for us? Because Bear 411 was mentioned to it. So let me play the audio here. Okay.
I think he forgot, Cupcake.
Kevin,
I've seen it before. Remember Grismer?
Yeah, of course I remember Grismer.
He works out, grows a really luscious pair of biceps, and suddenly he's all A-list, and I'm chopped off his Bear 411 friend list. That's what Kai's done to you, just with music and not with biceps and pecs and, oh, delts.
Okay, enough. I get it.
Okay. Two gay guys talking about guys with biceps. Okay, so it's just interesting that, for one thing, Bear 411 is Canadian, isn't it? It's Canadian-based, as far as I know. And it's mentioned in this TV show, Bear 411, in Being Erica. And these two bears are pretty cute themselves, so I don't know. Are you sure it's showing here in the U.S., Ray?
Well, I just looked at Wikipedia, and you know, Wikipedia's never wrong about anything, but it says in the U.S., Season 3 will be broadcast by SoapNet starting Wednesday, January 26, 2011.
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting.
So, I don't know if they're going to, on May 11th...
Yeah, it is interesting.
So something that's just showing the third season, so I guess we're going to miss the first two seasons.
Yeah, or you can probably get the DVD. Yeah, but there are two bears in the two bear characters there, so we'll probably put the video on the website so you guys can watch. Okay. So, all right, so let's move on to the next one.
You know, okay. I really just don't know how to say this because, you know.
You're speechless, Ray. Okay.
Well, if you have this, I mean, I guess you can have this problem. I've never had this problem. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I wish sometimes I did have this problem. But, you know, if they're going to do this, how can they take somebody down because they shoot their wad?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. This is an article from, it's dead serious news. I don't even know if this is serious news, but I don't know if this news is real. But a man ejaculated after being touched by TSA. You know, being patted down. So
it's like a merchant for the very first time.
Uh-huh. A 47-year-old gay man was arrested. He was even arrested. Oh, my God. At the San Francisco International Airport after ejaculating while being patted down by a male TSA agent. Percy Cummings. Cummings. Get it? Get it, Gray? His name is Cummings. Percy Cummings, an interior designer. He's got to be gay. From San Francisco, is being held without bail after the alleged incident charged with sexually assaulting a federal agent. Well, he's the one that's being patted down, right? And just because he came?
Yeah.
Okay. So according to Cummings' partner, Sergio Armani.
Hey,
Armani. Hey. Cummings has multiple piercings on his manhood.
So he's got two Prince Alberts.
He's got a taint. He's got something in his taint.
Taint.
We're just guessing.
Apparently TSA tank touched that.
That's right. I wonder how he was touched. He's got to be rubbing around it. So, he's got multiple piercings on his manhood, which were detected during a full body scan. After being scanned like that, then they pat you down. Okay, as a result, Cummings was pulled aside for a pat down. Armani stated that the unidentified TSA agent spent an inordinate amount of time groping Cummings. Who had apparently became sexually aroused. Cummings, who has a history of sexual dysfunction, ejaculated while the TSA agent's hand was feeling the piercings. He had to feel the whole piercing. Okay, so the TSA agent, according to several witnesses, promptly called for backup. Hey, he should have called for a towel. Cummings was thrown to the ground and handcuffed.
Well, I'm sure he would have come after that. That may be so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The TSA spokesperson declined to comment.
Yeah.
I thought he must have thought it's part of the routine. Well, part of the sex act, I guess. Anyway, a TSA spokesperson declined to comment on this specific case, but said that anyone ejaculating during a pat down would be subject to arrest. So, guys,
right. Well, don't shoot your wad while you're being patted down at the airport.
Do not come while you're being patted down, or you'll be arrested.
And that does not count as the Mile High Club either.
Mm-hmm. No, you're still in the ground.
That's right. Well, can you imagine this TSA agent, all his buddies at the airport? So you know how to make a break a man to his knees, don't you, baby?
You know, that's going to backfire for him because he had to make a fuss out of it, calling for backup and everything. And he's going to be teased. He's going to be teased all the time.
Well, I don't know. I think it got carried way too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just coming. That's it.
I mean, I guess, you know, everybody with piercings are going to have to watch it going to the airport now, and that's going to be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. He should have gotten a towel. All right, Ray. So next article here. We have same-sex marriage laws boosting hospitality industry, which I really agree.
Not in Houston.
Not in Houston, though.
Not in Texas.
No. It's a short one. On October 10, 2008, the Connecticut Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage, and since then, an estimated 2,500 gay and lesbian couples have traveled to be joined, generating what one economist calculates has been a $40 million stimulus for restaurants, hotels, wedding photographers, and caterers. That's amazing. I mean, I've always thought that gay marriage will really boost the economy.
Well, I think so too, because you think you got bridezillas? Wait till you got gay bridezillas. Because, you know, them bitches, you know, it's got to be teal and floss. And, you know, it's yada, yada, yada.
That's right.
You know, it's got to be high drama at a gay wedding.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's good. I mean, I wish it would be the same here in Houston or here in Texas. Would be great. Well, probably give it a couple more decades, maybe. I'm not so sure. You have an article there, Ray.
I got an article. This one came today. It was sent by the Human Rights Campaign. As of this afternoon, there is absolutely no excuse to delay the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now it's time to act. The Department of Defense has released its landmark study, 9 months in the making. It came to the same conclusion as numerous experts' reports and 25 other countries. They all agree on one simple, inescapable truth. Lesbians and gays should serve openly in the U.S. military.
Just like any other country.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really sad that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell is still on. And I've been reading all about this, and I don't know. What's keeping them anyway, Ray?
What? From revealing this?
Yeah.
Pressure.
Pressure from religious.
I think it's pressure from everybody.
From everybody.
I But it's kind of funny, you know, they're needing people, you know, it's like when Desert Storm and everything started, they needed all these translators that could speak Arabic to go over there and translate. Well, half of them apparently were gay and they all got kicked out and then they had nobody to translate for them.
Mm-hmm. And now they're panicking. Now there's people are.
And now it's just like, well, you know, so. But I thought this was a good story here by retired Marine Staff Sergeant Erica Alva. Mm-hmm. I was the first American wounded in Iraq. I lost my leg. I almost lost my life. When I returned home, I came out and spoke out against the policy that forced me to hide who I was. I've talked to elected officials on both sides of the debate. They all need to hear from us today. The ones with the courage to fight for equal rights still need to hear that voters want them to make a priority. And the ones who have supported discrimination can still be convinced by the facts that highlighted in this new report that I've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. So this is a military personnel that this is actually affected. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, she gave her, you know, she almost died for her country, and she had to be somebody that she wasn't mm-hmm. whilst doing that.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Human Rights Campaign is asking for everybody to make two quick calls. Call 202-224-3121 right now and ask to be connected to your senator's offices and tell them to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell before they leave for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Be sure to make two calls, one for each senator in your state, and then report your calls. Mm-hmm. I'll send you this so you can post it on the website. So all this should be posted in the show notes.
Okay, we'll put that.
So you guys can go do this. Call your senator and say, "Hey, repeal it." Mm-hmm. So
yeah, people do this.
And this was the big thing that was holding everything up was the Department of Defense releasing this landmark study. So, mm-hmm. but you also got to look. I don't know the demographics, but I would say most of the demographics in the U.S. military overall.
They don't care.
I think the age range of 18 to 26. A majority of them, I would say, is in that age range. And then it starts going down from there for people who reenlist and stay longer and make it careers. Mm-hmm. But I think that says a lot about the younger generation today that they really don't give a rat's ass.
Well, also, I would imagine that these 18 to 26 that you mentioned, they're pretty much growing up also, and they're, you know.
Yeah, and they're in a foxhole with somebody that's protecting their, that's covering their ass, and they're not worried about somebody raping their ass, because, you know.
Mm-hmm. And these days, you know, they're really just, being more tolerable. You know, just to change gears a little bit, it's about... like here in Houston, this just remind me of something that people grow up, people eventually wise up and become practical or even pragmatic at some point. That let's say there's this field that we have, there's this softball field that found out that we want. It's pretty much a candidate for, you know, the Montrose Softball League, the gay softball league here in Houston. That we want to use their field for our tournaments and now for our league plays. And since they found out that we're all gays, we're all homosexuals, they don't want to do any business with us. I was thinking, yeah, but that's a couple of years ago. Maybe now, you know, management changes and people grow up. Eventually, they would be more accepting and stuff like that. So, yeah, and it also like the topic earlier, gay marriages and even, you know, gay clientele really boosts up economy, whatever city it is. Yeah, and I sure hope something good like that would happen in Houston. But anyway, so going back, where were we? we're talking.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. That's right.
So don't tell the baseball park you're a bunch of gays.
Yeah,
and all your baseball bats are pink and have glitter on them.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to tell them that we're gay. Just be obvious about it. Okay. All right.
Well, I've seen some of the people that play in the Montrose Softball League. There's no not being obvious about it.
That's right. Okay.
I'll send you sachet out to the pitching mound.
Mm-hmm. Just lower your voice. Hey. Yeah. Hey, girl.
But if you don't take off the stiletto heels, it ain't gonna work. Manager's the only person I've seen that I've seen pitch in 6-inch stiletto
right. Tipped
heels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a sale! Click, 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 click. I can do that. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding, guys. Okay, so let's move on. How about the question of the day?
Okay.
Okay, so just last week, we just had Thanksgiving. So what we usually talk about during the, you know, when it's Thanksgiving, what are we thankful about? We didn't talk about it last week. So what are you thankful about for this year, Ray?
I guess ultimately I'm thankful for the great group of friends that I have and the support they've been giving me the last couple of years, because they have done a lot for me, and I'm very thankful for that. And I don't think a lot of people has a support group that if they need something, they can go to and people help them out. And I can say I have that, and I'm glad I have that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you're thankful of? How about the world? What is it? How about our president? No, I'm kidding.
Don't get me started on politics. All right?
No politics. Okay. That's something we don't really talk about much, is politics and religion.
Politics and religion are two things that should never be discussed.
That's right. Well, Thanksgiving for me was make me thankful of course, my hubby, of my partner, Mike. And he's being very supportive of me. But even, you know, I'm really thankful of him, you know, tolerating me. Tolerating with my being dysfunctional sometimes. I only say that, but anyway, yeah. I, of course, like you said, also my great good friends and who are very supportive, who are, you know, always there to talk to, always there to listen, and being listened to also in return. So yeah, I like the new friends that I've been meeting this year, and also because of the show. And I'd like to thank you, all of you listeners, also that you guys have been supporting this. We've been doing this for 5 years now.
And just call in and leave more voicemails.
Yeah,
send some emails. Uh-huh. Give us some feedback. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Speaking of feedback and voicemails and everything, how about a present for us for voicemails? That would be great. Because the holidays are coming. Yes,
that's
the
right.
Holidays are coming. Call us 206-222-BEAR. You can leave us voice comments. Also, you can also send us greeting cards. You know, whatever you want to send us, if you guys like us at all. Just send us something. We have a P.O. box. It's also on the website, if you guys go to contact us. But if you want to send us anything like a greeting card or holiday card or whatever, you can
lots of non-denominational money, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, large denomination bills,
yeah, or like concealed cash. cash.
Yeah. God, we do this for free, and everything we have to pay, Maynard has to pay for ourselves.
So. Yeah, that's right. So it's a P.O. box. Is you can send it under Bear Podcast, or you can send it under Nard and Ray. P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. Humble is it's really pronounced humble, but you know, humble. Silent H, but it's Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. So yeah, it says P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. So,
but you know what I'd like even better than holiday cards?
What?
I'd like for the listeners to call in and say, hey, my name is Jack. I've been listening to your show for X number of years. I live in Guatemala. And I want to wish everybody Feliz Navidad.
You should have the accent. Yeah, I'm from Guatemala.
You know, it's my natural Guatemalan. So, but I'd much prefer that. That way we can play them at the end of the shows and the beginning of shows as an intro and exit out.
We like playing it in the middle. So.
Buddy, happy holidays or Feliz Navidad or wherever you're from.
Feliz Navidad.
So,
it'd be nice to
If you live overseas, then record a message and email it to us.
Yeah.
Play it on the show.
You guys have iPhones, right, guys? I'm sure many of you guys have iPhones and Android phones and things like that. Droid or Evo, HTC Evo. Your phones have voice messages. What is it? Voice recorders. What you can do is just record it, record your voice, and you can email it if you're from the Philippines or Japan or from another country and you can't call our 206 number. Just you can send an MP3 or a wave file. We can play the show. That'd be great. Yeah, good gift for us. Gift of feedback from you guys. Well, we do have a feedback today, but we'll read it towards the end of the show. But we have a Wolf with a Bear feature.
Our Wolf with a Bear this week is Joe. a Seattle bear.
A Seattle
bear. Joe is a 57-year-old bear, white, stands 5'7". He says he's the same height, face up or face down.
Okay.
He weighs 245 pounds. He resides in Seattle, Washington with his longtime partner of 17 years, Brian.
Wow.
Bruiser Bear or some, so y'all might know Bruiser Bear and Joe. Joe's implementation specialist for medical management software. Basically installs large ERP software solutions for case and disease management at your local hospital and or doctor's office. His job requires about 75% more travel, down from his previous job of 98% or more travel.
Wow.
It is to say he gets around. His main office is his home in Seattle. His hobbies are movies, dinners, bear potlucks with friends in Seattle. Is an avid average skier, lives on a lake, so walking around it has started to become his almost daily activity. Joe loves to travel for work and play.
Ooh.
Him and his partner attend several bear events this year. Most recently, he went to October Bear Fest in Munich, Germany. He and his partner have a website to share their friends and travel. You can see it at www.thetravelingbear.com. Joe is also into the height, weight, proportion, slim, fit, gym, build, tall guys. Doesn't matter about how hairy they are or smooth. It's how hairy. I cannot talk tonight. Oh my God. Doesn't matter about how hairy or not they are. Smooth is good too. Jocks are always on his radar.
Nice.
His partner is an ex-Navy SEAL.
Ooh.
He has a very playful bio on Scruff. Keep an eye out for him in Seattle, or he may be visiting your city soon. So check out Joe Seattle Bear on Scruff, or you can go visit him at his website, www.travelingbear.com.
The Travelingbear.com. I'm looking at it right now. It's hot. Him and his partner. Ooh.
I said send a picture so we can put it in our cover art, and he sent a Facebook.
Ah, okay.
It's an album, so you got plenty to pick from.
Ooh, okay. It's pretty hot. Oh, my God. Look at that. Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Joe, do you like hot little Filipino smooth guys?
Me.
Come to Houston, I'll hook you up with several.
There's a lot here in Houston. Okay, so I was wondering, since he's hanging out with the Bears there in Seattle, I was wondering if he knows the softball team called the Muffin Tops.
Maybe him or his partner play on it.
Yeah. I heard about them. I think it's a D team. It's a D Cup team. It's a D team, D division team. I think so. I'm not so sure, but yeah, Muffin Tops from Seattle. So thank you, Joe, for being our Wolf of the Bear feature today. Okay, how about a geek stuff for you, Ray?
We got a little geek moment here. In January, the cape for the visionary team of Gail Berman and Lloyd Vaughn comes an imaginative adventure about a dad who would do anything to protect his family. Officer Vince Faraday was a good trop trying to clean up a corrupt city, but he didn't work for TSA because he wasn't making guys come. Framed for murder and left for dead, he suddenly found himself separated from his wife and son and forced into hiding. Now inspired by his son's favorite comic book hero, he's taking the law into his own hands and playing a deadly game of chess with the powerful kingpin who framed him, with the hope of one day reuniting with his family. The cape is sending a loud message to all criminals: run. So, and we got the embedded. We're gonna have the video, the trailer, so you can watch it. So, but they've been showing the reason I brought it up is because they're starting to pump it very heavily on the commercials and everything. It looks like it might be good. So,
okay.
It looks like it's a very interesting concept. Apparently, the cape is a guy that has his cape. And
that's it.
He's
got a cape.
He has his cape and he can do all this kind of magical stuff with it. So, even though they say superheroes shouldn't have capes because, you know,
that's bad, according to the Incredibles, right?
Yeah,
it's really bad to have a cape.
If you ever read the book Heroes, it talks about the whole cape thing too. And it also talks about it on The Watchmen about the cape. One of them gets caught with the. Their cape gets caught in the door and they get killed because they're stuck in the door.
Yep. So, bad idea. Anyway, capes are a bad idea.
Capes are bad idea.
Well, Superman started it. And he seemed
everybody had to have capes.
Well, if you're indestructible or, invulnerable like Superman,
you're
getting caught, it's not really a big issue. But if you're a regular human running around...
Capes work great for dark Sith Lords.
Oh, that would work, yeah. That's right. Assuming that Sith Lords are real. Assuming that Superman also is real, okay.
That's your mouth.
Oh, sorry. That's right. He's hidden somewhere for you. Okay, how about some listener comments? We have a comment here from Robert. Thank you, Robert, for emailing us. He says here, Rob. Yeah, we're going to cut the... He's got good topics here, so we're going to cut it a little, okay? So he says here, hello, Nard and Ray. I just wanted to send you guys a very quick email to let you know that I really enjoy your podcast. Thank you. And I always look forward to it being released each week. I really like how the show is like a conversation among friends in a living room over a beer. Although we don't
drink. That's it, Mayor. We don't do it drunk.
I think we should. That's right. We should be drinking. We tried before. But we kept burping. Not a good idea. But yeah, maybe wine. How's that? Ooh, wine. Okay, the mixture of humor and information about the community is really great. Ray, I love your southern accent, which is a sweet pecan pie. Is that, how do you say pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie? How about I don't know what is pecan.
Pecan is something you pee into.
It's pecan. Okay, and Nard, you have the greatest love and sense of humor. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Robert. Okay, so while the show is great as it is, I'd love to have you guys discuss and bring folks on the show that may cover some of the following, some topics.
We're not going to tell you what those topics are because we might use those on future shows. So
yes.
You just have to come back and listen to see when we talk about them again.
That's right. So thank you, Robert, for those suggested topics. Okay. So guys, keep up the good work. And next time I see you guys out at George's or around town, I'll come up and introduce myself. That's what I said, Robert.
I went to George's last night for a bit.
Yeah, I haven't been to George's for a long time. We usually are at Tony's Corner Pocket. Oh, George. George, sorry. Not George's, but Robert. Okay, I'm talking to Robert, if you're listening. We go to Tony's Corner Pocket every first Sunday.
Except this month, because it's the Bear Christmas party here.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. We should invite our listeners to, use the local ones.
Yeah,
the local ones. The local ones. Houston Air
Bear. Houston Bear Christmas party. It's $20 a person.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you want to go, email Nard. He'll get you in touch with the right people.
Yeah, nard@bearpodcast.com. Okay, so that's it. Give more information about this, we also do the Chaser Show, which we might be doing sometime in December. We did it last year, right? We do Chaser shows once in a while, like back in August, and we did one last year in December, so we'll be having Chasers on the show. Yeah.
And I got the perfect Chaser to be on there.
Really?
Because he's only been with one bear.
Oh, really? But the problem is he going to talk?
Oh, I can make him talk.
Oh, you're going to make him talk? I'm going to get
him. Yeah.
It's not the prayerful type of talking, right? Oh, God, no?
No, it's more like, oh, daddy, oh, daddy.
Oh, it's more like, oh, daddy. Okay, I got you. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's Thanksgiving. It's very soon. It's holidays. Maybe we could think about the gifts for this coming holiday. Yeah, which reminds me, bears.
That's right. I need a nice desk lamp because mine's broke.
Oh, really? You need one?
It's falling apart over here. I keep taping it and flying it together.
Oh, okay. So that's what you need.
This whole living check to check pay thing is for the birds, I got to say. I need to win the lottery or find a rich boy to support me. Keeping the lifestyle which I wish to become accustomed.
So, what am I going to say? Gift ideas. Gift ideas for our listeners out there. It's Bear City the Movie. Bear City the Movie. You can find it now on Amazon.
Out.
It's out. It's out on DVD. Actually, I have a couple of friends who will be receiving Bear City the Movie DVDs. And it'd be great to have that DVD. How do you describe Bear City the Movie? It's actually it's bear drama. Bear drama on screen.
It's like the A-list except it's for bears.
Yeah, pretty much. But you like it because we had March, I had the director Doug Langway. I had the mini show. We had a video podcast about it, and we talked about Bear City the Movie. And we talked about how it was filmed in New York, and yeah, just go back in March. Go back sometime in March when I did the interview. So you guys can watch what Bear City is about. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up, Ray. So thank you guys for listening, and hope you guys enjoy the show. Just let us know what you think. Give us your comments. Show@bearpodcast.com. Email us there. Or how about the voicemail line, Ray? Voicemail.
They can call 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And here's something else you can do when you're calling us and leaving us your holiday wishes and stuff. You can also send us emails or leave us a voicemail about what your favorite episode has been on the for the year.
Mm-hmm. One TV show or whatever?
No, your favorite movie? Bear podcast episode.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So we can so because we sit here a year and do a recap of the top five or top ten shows, and mm-hmm. we're just kind of pulling out of our butt for the stuff we like. But some of the stuff we like, y'all might not like. So mm-hmm. let us know what shows y'all like the best, and maybe we can figure it all in and say, well, this is what Ray and Maynard like, and this is what the listeners like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's we can do that. We can towards the end of the year, because we usually recap what happened. In the whole year, whatever is good, whatever bad, whatever we talked about.
New Year's, yeah.
Yeah, just email us. It would be good to hear from you. Or you can email us individually, too. I'm nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or I'm ray@bearpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. So, or you can call us on voicemail line, whichever.
Yep.
Whichever floats your boat.
Yep.
Or just let us know. You know, give us some feedback. We need feedback so we know what people like and what we need to do, and, you know, and what stuff y'all like to see for next year. I mean, we try not to be boring and talk about our lives all the time. We try to bring in people to interview and interesting stuff that's going on in the world. But, you know, sometimes we miss stuff because, you know, we, like everybody else, have 9-to-5 jobs and lives and everything. And we can't be out there. And some people have connections that we don't. So mm-hmm. if you think of something that would be interesting for us to do next year, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, here's another one from another comment, by the way, before we close the show. It's from Eric. He says here, "Hey, guys, I heard you guys are talking about The Walking Dead on AMC, and I love the show. I just found out that season 2 will be a full season with 13 episodes this time." Oh, 13 now, right? 13 episodes, but it won't start till next Halloween. Just thought to let you know. If you already know, then, yeah. So, love the show. Keep the great
work. It won't
start
until next
Eric.
Halloween?
No. Yeah,
you mean
right.
I gotta wait that long to be a zombie?
Yeah, that's right. We all signed up. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so thanks, Eric, for the comment. Yeah. Okay, so, where were we? Oh, yeah, we're closing the show. That's right. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And like I said, Facebook, be a fan of the, there's a Facebook page for Bear Podcast. Just go to the bearpodcast.com, the official website, and there are links on the right side. And you can, friends there, you can become our fan of the show. Yeah, so Bear Podcast. All right, thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.